Greetings this morning, day four of our 30-day Understanding God Better. Today we're going to talk about a principle called immutable. Immutable is always there, always the same, unchanging. So all that God is, He's always been. All that He has been and is, He will always be. He is perfect and unchanging. Our knowledge of Him changes. Our understanding of Him changes. Our ability to comprehend changes. But He is not different. He just reveals Himself a little bit at a time, line upon line, precept upon precept, the Word of God says. Let's take a look at scriptures for today. Numbers 23 and 19, God is not man, that He should lie, or a son of man, that He should change His mind. Has He said, will He not do it? Or has He spoken, will He not fulfill it? Psalms 102:25-27 says, of old Thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thy hands. They shall perish, but Thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Finally, Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So these scriptures relay to us the idea that God is immutable, unchanging, that He doesn't change His approach to the world. He had a plan in the beginning. The Word of God says that Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, which means the plan of God has always been to bring a Savior to the earth. And you can clearly look at biblical history from the beginning of time, Genesis 1, until Jesus' arrival. The Bible says that the Old Testament and the law and the principles that God gave Moses were a schoolmaster to bring us to the understanding of who Christ is. So some have accused the Old Testament of being different and changing, and it's God of the Old Testament versus the God of the New Testament, and that it's a different God. But it's not. It's our understanding has developed and improved, and we now have a better understanding of who God is and what His intents were. So God will reveal Himself to us. One of the principles for us doing this study is for us to be open for God to continue to reveal Himself to us. Our experiences do not lead us to all the knowledge of who God is. Our knowledge does not get us there. Our wisdom does not get us there. But God reveals Himself. The more you learn of Him and know of Him, the more God is able to pull back the curtain and make Himself known to you. It's much like a marital relationship, which the New Testament describes our relationship with God as a husband and a wife, and you don't fully know your spouse in your first 6 months of a relationship, or even the first couple of years of your relationship. It takes time for a relationship to develop and for you to make the choices necessary for that relationship to grow and improve. And eventually, you begin to know and understand your spouse in a much better way after many years than you will ever comprehend in the beginning. And if you get off that train, you're going to miss that opportunity. And there's no way to experience the knowing of another person other than taking the time to be with them and go through situations and circumstances and hurts and complications and being able to forgive and be forgiven to get you into a long-term relationship. And our relationship with God is the same, that we are engaged to our groom, and someday he's going to take us home to be his bride. And that long-lasting, unchanging love of God for humanity will be fully expressed when he takes us home into heaven. So let's pray. Ask God to help us with that understanding. God, we thank you that you are unchangeable and your love for us is unchangeable. We read a scripture the other day talking about your mercy endures forever. God, and that mercy continues to endure today. You love us so much that you continue to extend your mercy to us so we can walk with you. Your one overwhelming desire is to be with us and us to be with you and to worship and acknowledge you as God on the earth. I pray, God, that you would help us to understand what we can't fully understand yet, that we don't fully know yet. But we're going to trust you and believe you because you love us and you're drawing us to you. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.